rise, and we're going to think about God's faithfulness in his rising glory. Are you up for that? Good. Because when we're at Lighthouse and one of our worshipping communities, after we've said the story, we say, so that was part of God's big story. And then we say, and who's a part of God's big story? And we all shout out, we are. Okay, so we're going to try that in a minute, because this morning you are all going to be part of God's big story this morning. There's nobody just going to come and sit and watch. Are you up for it? Because after all, we are all part of God's big story. So that was part of God's big story. Who's a part of God's big story?
We are.
Thank you. Right, there's no going back now. Okay. So the Israelites were about to experience and know the rising glory of God. They were part of God's big story, as we know. And we're going back to a story of over 3,000 plus years ago. And I want you to try to not know this story, if that makes sense. Can you try to comment about how you see God's glory rising through the truth that we're going to see through the Israelites and how he powerfully worked amongst them? After those 10 powerful signs to the Pharaoh, the Israelites were going to come out of slavery. Their lives were going to be changed forever. And we are all off to Egypt. It all started with Pharaoh. Has anybody seen Pharaoh this morning? We need to find Pharaoh. Where's Pharaoh? Is he coming? We might have to give a little shout for Pharaoh. Oh, here he is. Oh, wonderful. Look at that. Here he comes. There we go. It all started with Pharaoh, who's looking very happy, but I'm not quite so sure he was actually that happy. I think he was a pretty scary, dominant man. And every time he said something, everybody did what he said. Well, this was in the middle of the night. Moses and Aaron. So I need a Moses and an Aaron. Would anybody like to volunteer? Because after all, you are part of God's big story this morning. So I think we'll have Simon. Simon, you can be Moses. If nobody volunteers, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to pick on you this morning. Right, Moses, you'll now become Moses. Okay, and then we need an Aaron. Would anybody like to be an Aaron? Miles, are you going to come and be Aaron? That's it. Wonderful. Thank you. There we go. Right. So it was in the middle of the night. Have you got your words down? Yeah. It was in the middle of the night, and Moses and Aaron both came. This is supposed to be quite a quick story, but I can see it's going to go on a little bit longer. Okay. So Moses and Aaron in the middle of the night came to Pharaoh. And they both had their rods and staffs, which were obviously really important to them. They'd seen the mighty power of God working through these. They went to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said,
leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you have said, and go, and also bless me.
So that's what they did. So now we need 600,000 men and women and their children. So we need quite a gathering of Israelites. Now, this isn't just for children. Obviously, children were there, but they had parents and grandparents and friends and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunties. So I need a gathering here of the Israelite people to be with Moses and Aaron. Everybody up? Come and gather round. Thank you, everybody. Okay. Right. Now, we've got to get ready to travel, Israelites. There's not quite enough. We haven't got quite enough. Come on. We need some more. Come on. Come on. Get into it. Get into it. You never know. The Holy Spirit might bless you as you take a part in this story. Okay. Right. Okay, are we ready? So we've got to get ready to go, Israel. It's like, it's still not enough. Come on. We need some more. Mayin. Hazel, come and join in. Anybody else? We need a baby. Cassie, Peter. There's no cameras on today. Okay, we need a baby too. We have baby. Have we got any grandparents here? Grandpa, we need some grandparents. Come on. We need some grandparents. Oh, well done. Grandparents. What else do we need? Anybody else? Can we? We need some animals. We do. In fact, we do, because they took their flocks with them. Okay. So if you could gather some flock, okay, because you need to do that, okay. Pass me the cows. And they also took their herds with them. Okay, so you all need your... Okay, so you need some herds. Right, we're not quite ready yet, though. Can we just come through here a minute? Okay. Right, can I just come through a minute? Let me just come through. That's it, I'll just come. Moses, can I just come through a minute? Right. Okay, so we need some more things to take. We need to take some unleavened bread, because they didn't have time to put any yeast in it, okay, because they were leaving really, really quickly. That Pharaoh said, up, go now. So they were like, they're not going to hang around, are they? I mean, they've been waiting for this for 430 years. So they are going to go for it, all right? So they had the unleavened bread, and it was on their shoulders, and they were kneading it as they were walking along. So we need a few people that can look after the bread, because you're going to need this on your journeys, all right? Then... You've got to need it. Okay. The next thing, Moses had told them to ask the Egyptians for their gold and silver and fine clothes. Well, you're all looking very fine this morning, so you've obviously asked the Egyptians and you've got their clothes on. And we've got a little bit more gold and silver here, so some of you will need to take this as well. All right. And then Joseph. Now, Joseph, there should be a passage coming up in a minute. Joseph had said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones with you from this place. We have bones. They are plastic. Those bones. Okay, so he said this about 300 to 350 years prior. So we need somebody that can look after these very... Oh, I think it's you. It's got to be the treasurer, hasn't it? Okay. There we go. There we are. Right. So, and then we need one of these as well, a little angel. An angel's going as well. So, there we are, Susan. You can hold the angel. Right. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are your people ready?
Yes.
Okay, so you will go, but will you go the long way or will you go the short way? What do you think? Now let's turn the signposts around. Oh dear, you've got to go the long way. Aww. Yeah, really sorry about that. So Robin, where's Robin? Robin's going to come down and the microphone's with and she's going to read while you walk the long way. Now the long way is up there, Moses. You need to be... Oh, hang on a minute. We've forgotten the supernatural power that's going to come along with you. Hang on a minute. Can anybody remember what it is? Here we go. So you've got the fire, pillar of fire going with you by night and the pillar of cloud by day. Harry, would you come and hold this, please? You can hold the fire. Okay, and Jenny, can you hold the cloud, please? You see, you're looking too comfortable sitting there. Okay, right. Okay, so you go in front, go in front, go in front. Right, you go in front, and you go in front, and the angel go in front, and Moses. You need to go up there, and then come down the middle aisle there. Yeah, it does. Okay, Robin, off we go.
When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not leave them on the road through Philistine country. Through that was shorter, for God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around the desert road through the Red Sea, towards the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the Israelites swear on oath. He had said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place. After leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and camp near Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to camp by the sea, directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think, 'The Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert.'"
Come and sit down. That's it. That's my seat. I'm sitting there. That's it. Come and sit down. That's it.
Do I really come to camp? "And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." So the Israelites did this.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Robin, again. Some tricky words in there. You did really well. Okay, here we are. So we're all now camping by the Red Sea at a place called this. Does anybody know how you pronounce it? Have a go. I'll believe you. Okay, so this is where we are, Israelite people, all 600,000 men and their wives and their children. You're all camping by the beach. Shall we find out what happens next? Okay, here we go. Just find out what verse is. "When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said..."
"What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services."
Sorry. Go on, sorry.
"Get my chariot ready. Army, get ready. We are going after them. Be quick. As an army, we will pursue them with 600 of the best horses and chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them."
Oh, that sounds a bit scary, doesn't it? He's changed his mind. What's going to happen? He better get in his chariot. Six hundred of the best chariots charging through with officers all around them. "But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites, who were marching with boldness." That's it. "The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near..." As Pharaoh's approach, the Israelites looked up and there were Egyptians marching after them. Oh, how are you feeling, Israelites? They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." But Moses answered,
Stand firm.
"And you will see the deliverance of the Lord."
"And you will see the deliverance of the Lord."
This day. "The Egyptians you see today you'll never see again. The Lord will fight for you, but you need only to be still." But then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on."
Move on.
Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through." Well, that's what Moses did. At night time, he stood and he raised his staff, and there was a really strong east wind. So now I need some more volunteers. Okay, Israelites, stay there for a moment. Okay, so if I could have a few people, please, to hold this. So Sharon, would you like to come and hold this end, please? James, can you come and hold this end? That's it. So we're going to create. That's it. And then, Jack, if you want to stand that end. And then, Matt, can you hold this end? Okay. So there was a strong wind. If you'd like to be a wind in the middle. David, could you just hold that mic, please? That's it. There you go. Right. There. So there was a strong wind. That's it. Well done. There was a strong wind. Let's just get back to the bar. That's it. So then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove back the sea with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on the right and a wall on the left. Off you go. You are breaking from this slavery. You are going to be free. That's it. The fire and the clouds can go as well. So it took all night for them to get through the Red Sea. That's about 2 or 3 million Israelites going through. Can you imagine what that must have been like? But they all went through on dry land. I often picture myself looking up at the water and thinking, is this going to last? Is this going to be safe? You know, as I'm walking through. And when they got through, Moses lifted his staff and the sea, what's the word? Return, that's it. The return, we'll take that. So God dealt with all of those Egyptians, and the Israelites didn't see them again. Then Miriam and Moses and all the Israelite people were so happy. They began to sing a song to the Lord. This is what they sang. They said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he is hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense.
He has become my salvation.
He is my God. And I will praise him. Woo! Wonderful. Well done, everybody. Thank you so much. Should we give them all a... Okay. You just want to put all your props and we'll put all our props here. But just so you know, it's not over yet. You're going to come back in a little while, all right? So don't get too comfortable. Thank you all. Thank you. I'll take the gold.
About what it meant for the Israelites to be here. Think about it. Let's just think about it. To be stood here on the beach. This was the obvious way to go, but they didn't. God said, I want you to go the long way. This was not the obvious way to go. It would have felt like they were going back. So they got to this point and they landed on the beach and they said, you know, what's happened before? Who? Pharaoh was, I've just seen Peter with the Pharaoh. So Pharaoh was horrible. He made the lives of the Israelites an absolute misery. And the closer they got to their rescue, do you know what? The harder he made it. And we haven't gone into detail about the things that Pharaoh did to the children of Israel. Okay, so looking back, they knew when those, they've all gone. Wait, amazing. So this is just representative of one of the plagues that came. Hail. Okay. Hail. Good shot, Jack. Go on then. Hail. But there were in fact 10 plagues. And I have to say, I don't think I've ever preached on this. They're really hard to preach on and to reflect upon. But basically, God was rescuing his people. So here they are, the Israelites on the shore. What is behind them is what they knew what it was to live under that evil regime. But they also knew what it meant to be set free from that. And I think we can relate to that, can't we? We know what it was like to live under that sort of the constraints and the impact of living apart from God. Okay? And we also know, if you're here as a Christian, what it means to know rescue. But here they are. So they've been set free. They're on the beach. But what is before them is almost an impossible journey. Remember, they don't know the end of the story yet. They don't know what God is going to do. All they know is that they're stood there. They've been rescued. But it feels like they've got nowhere to go. Now, hidden. No, not hidden. Deposited around this building are four words beginning with P. Because you know I like to start everything with the same letter. Can you go and find... it's like a sign, like this big, with a P on it. Go for it. Go for it. Can you find one? And when you've found it, bring it down to the front. Can you see it? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Harry. One more? We got one more? Should have four. Got one? Brilliant. So, thank you. Try and imagine yourself in this place. Okay? You've been set free from the most awful oppression. You've been rescued by God. But you've also got what you know, what God has said, lies ahead. So the Israelites knew... oh, this is the trouble, you see. This is why I need an extra pair of hands. They had a promise, didn't they? The promise of God for the Israelites. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count them, count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. So basically, they had a promise that they were going to be a people. They were going to be a people. But how did that feel when they stood here? Remember, that's where we are. Okay, Linda, would you stick that up on the wall over there for me? So they didn't just have a promise. They had a place. Thanks. They had a place. God had said, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, to your descendants, I will give this land. So there they are on the beach, nowhere to go. Had the rescue, but they were stuck. Yet they held this. They had this promise of a place. They had a purpose. This is what it says. The Lord said to me, I have a greater task for you, my servant. This is in Isaiah. Not only will you restore to greatness the people of Israel who have survived, but I will also make you a light to the nations. I will make you a light to the nations so that all the world may be saved. They had a purpose. God had something for them to do. So they had a promise, a place, a purpose, and they had God's presence. I was envious of Harry. I wanted to carry the fire. And he said, this is in Exodus, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. So in this moment, they're on the beach. They've gone what feels like the wrong way. They've had the most amazing rescue. They've got these amazing promises, these things that they know God has said, yet they're on a beach, stuck, army behind them, water in front of them. What's that moment going to feel like? What's that moment going to feel like?
We need the children and we need the Israelites back to come and sit on this end. So any children that are here, that's it. Come and sit down here on the edge of the beach where Matt's just been standing, saying, you've got all of that behind, but you've got all of that ahead. What does it feel like? Thank you, Aaron. What does it feel like when you're just here? So we're going to worship again. So if the band would like to come up. And while we're worshiping, we're going to ask these Israelites to write on a stone or draw on a stone what they would be feeling like right now. You know that you've got these hundreds and hundreds of chariots following you. You've got that Pharaoh after you. You've got those armies after you. You've got all of that 430 years of slavery and oppression behind you. You thought at this moment you were going to be free, and yet you have got this water in front of you. Where is your God? What are you going to do? How do you feel? What about all the what ifs? What about if onlys? What about the confusion? What about the what next? What about, I just don't understand. I don't understand what you're doing, God. We are your people, and yet we have got this army behind us trying to take us back to where we were, and yet we know all of your truth and all of your promises yet to come. What are you feeling like? What are you feeling like when the thing behind you is so pursuing you, and yet you know you can walk into a promise and you've got this beach and this water right in front of you? So can I invite you, Israelites, and anybody else that wants to join them as we worship through another song, to come and write on a stone or draw on one of these stones what you feel like at this moment by the beach. Amen. Okay, if you'd like to be sat down, and the Israelites, they can stay here, if that's all right. Okay, Aaron, yeah. You didn't know you have such a key part this morning. Okay, so let's go back to the beach, right on the edge. You've got this water, whoop, right before you. You've got them pursuing you behind. You've got the promises ahead. How are you feeling, children? Right, okay, what have you written? If you can, and if you'd like to, would you like to share with me and everybody else what you've written on your stone about how you're feeling in this place of tension?
In a wee bit of bother.
Yeah, you're right there.
Feared. I put anxious and scared on the other side.
Helpless.
Confused.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Doomed.
Doomed. Doomed. Have you got any down here? How do you feel?
Overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed?
Trapped.
Trapped. That's a good word.
Hopeful.
Hopeful. Oh, well done, Mayen. Well done. Okay. Do you know what? Have you got? Have you drawn a nice picture on yours? Wonderful. Oh, we've got like a bit of fire going on here on this stone. That's what we're hopeful for, the fire of God. What about you,
Kat? Scared.
Scared. That's a good word, too.
To win, just trust.
Oh, wonderful. Anybody else?
Confused.
Say that again.
Confused.
Confused.
Afraid.
Afraid. Anybody else want to shout out a word? How you might feel if you're sitting on this beach at the moment? Lost. Overwhelmed. Terrified. Say that again. Abandoned. Yeah, abandoned. Angry. Yes, angry. Just slightly. Any more? Stuck. Yeah, you are a bit stuck, aren't you, Israelites? But I've got some news for you. It's not about where you're sitting or what you've come from or how you're feeling. The most important thing is who is with you. That's the most important thing, of who is with you. And yesterday, as I was walking, I went for a little walk. A couple of friends of mine sent me a little YouTube. They were in their car, okay? And they were asking God, what does it look like from here? What's life all about? We need to hear from you. Maybe they said we're a bit confused, or we feel a bit some of those emotions that have been spoken. But do you know what? God showed up. Shall we see? Okay, off we go. Thanks, Graham.
I'm now behind this, so don't follow me. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. And the other one is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Excellent. God has encouraged us. We were saying it's all about God. What have we got inside of the man? We're about to overtake it to see what's inside.
There's more.
This is another testimony. Here we go. So we're about to be, oh, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Woo! Beep it all, beep it all.
So Susan and Simon, they were travelling yesterday looking, seeking God. What's next? What are we going to do? What's life all about? All of those questions, you can talk to them about that. And look, God showed up with his promises. And God shows up now, doesn't he, in his promises. So stand up, Israelites. What we're going to do is, if a couple of people could hold up the waves again, because they're going to walk through again. So if we could just have the... We need Moses with his outstretched hand. That's it. And when he gets through, if you could just wait at the other side again, that would be brilliant. Are you ready? So this is what happened. What I want you to do is, when you walk through, I want you to leave your stone with your emotion and your fears and all of those things that you've been. I want you to leave it on the dry ground in the water, because you are going to walk out free. You are going to walk out free. You're going to walk out into some of those promises that you've heard about this morning or over the many, many years prior. You are going to see God's glory, because you're walking through a sea and the waters are either side, and you are going to be safe and sound. You can leave all of those emotions behind, because full. Your God can part the waves, and you, his chosen people, the people that he loves so dearly and has got plans and purposes for you, you are going to be safe. You are walking into safety, and you are walking into freedom on the other side. Okay. There's going to be deliverance from these emotions. There's going to be breakthrough. There's going to be victory. You are free. The God... Your God is going to make the impossible possible. You are going to walk into freedom, and your eyes are going to be open to the faithfulness and the power of God. So off you go, Israelites. Walk into freedom. Put those emotions down. Walk into the promises of God. Know that the impossible has now been possible. All glory and power and praise to God. That's it. Leave it all behind. And when you got to the other side, there was those great celebrations. And we're going to think about that in the moment. But do you know, our God today, the God, is the same God that the Israelites walked through this dry ground. I've got to stand in here. Okay. It's the same God. The same mighty God that parted the waves and the Israelites walked through is your God today. And today, your God wants to bring freedom, wants to bring deliverance, wants to bring victory, wants you to know the power of God, wants you to know how powerful he is, how mighty he is, how he keeps his promises, how nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for him. Whether you've got some of these emotions, different ones, whether you're in this situation, whether you're in another situation, your God, our God, the one true God, can part the waves and you can walk right through. And there was great celebration and joy. They were free. No longer oppressed. That's it. No longer being pursued. They were free. Promises in the word of God says, I, the Lord, do not change. Jesus, our Savior, said, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior, freedom of the world. Jesus again, I have come that they, you, may have life and have it to all fullness. Jesus again. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And Jesus looked at them and he said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So we started this morning saying you're all part of this big story. So where do you this morning see yourself in this story? Could be somewhere where you see yourself on your own or with your family or friends, a situation that I haven't described. But where do you see yourself in this story this morning? It takes a lot of faith, you know, to walk through this. I mean, if I was there seeing these waters on either side, I've got to have faith in God, haven't I, to walk through, that he's not going to go on top of me. And once again, yesterday, I asked God, just show me today if there's anything that you want me to add to what I'd already written out. And I was on Fistral Beach. I'd gone for a coffee with my husband, Tony. We'd gone out to get some fresh air, absolutely drenched because it was soaking. And I thought, well, before I go and carry on walking, I need to go to the little room. So I went to the little room. And I went into the little room. You just about see the white door. And this was right in front of me in the toilet. It says, sometimes what you're most afraid of doing is the very thing that will set you free. So I'm going to invite you this morning to stand, to come, to pick up a stone and walk through. Because this morning, you can celebrate because you can have freedom, you can have victory, you can have deliverance. Those things that pursue you are going to go and you can walk into celebration and freedom and all of this under the glory of our God. On the other side, there was great celebration, and I'm going to put some flags and some pens, so if the children or anybody want to decorate a flag as we worship, just to raise our hallelujahs once again to God for his miraculous miracle that we have just seen, they can. I'm going to invite all the Israelites to hold the waves, all right, so all the Israelites to hold the waves. Okay. And Israelites, I want you to speak over everybody that walks through, just speak out words of freedom, words of breakthrough, God's truth, God's glory, God's power. And I pray that as you walk through, that the Holy Spirit will turn your ear to what you need to hear when you walk through. Are you up for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So may this morning be a morning of free victory. May this morning be a morning of leaving these things behind, Egypt, and walking in to those incredible promises, some yet to be realized. And when you get on the other side, let's celebrate, and we're going to worship together. So come, take a stone. You might have to go behind and take a stone. There's enough for everybody. You're just going to walk through. The Israelites are just going to speak promises. Israelites, you'll need to speak in quite loud voices. Just speak out what comes. We pray, Holy Spirit, come. Just come on you and speak out the words that you need to speak over these people, all right? Use strong, powerful voices. You be set free. Okay. Right, Karis and Miles, if you want to come and hold this end of the water, and you want to hold it as well, that's it. Hold it. That's it. Next to Sharon. That's it. You hold this one, Karis. That's it. And Miles.